Hey, 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 it's that Patreon plug portion of the show, and I am extremely excited to announce this Tuesday's release is TESD Game Night with two of some of my most favorite people in TESD town. As Tim the Record Store Clerk teams with the one and only Dr. Eric Johnson. Will Brian and yours truly stand triumphant at the show's end, or will we slink away with our tails between our legs? You'll just have to watch or listen to find out. Here's a hilarious clip to tide you over till Tuesday.
Now, Tim, where did you pick up the moniker Tim the Record Store Clerk?
Walt.
Really?
Yeah.
I never would have thought that's how you got such a cool, fun nickname.
Well, I don't think it's cool or fun, but okay.
We're just finding this out now.
I need a wacky zany nickname just like you.
Yeah, okay. Good one works.
Yeah, it does. Not on girls, though. All right, so let's use the forefathers.
Not sure it's a name.
First up, Walt.
Hey.
My car here says you want to see the shop.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
My card here says you once saved a shopping plaza from a midget volcano. I got another story behind that.
Now that's some funny shit. I am obligated to also warn any subscribers that if you are triggered by fierce competition, well, maybe you should skip the TSD Game Night episodes. I've received some feedback from a few of you out there who just aren't fans of men who want to win and show they want to win the games they play. I know things have changed so much and men engaged in testosterone-fueled competitive board game play at the highest level might be a turnoff to some in today's world. But I still cling to the belief any game worth playing is a game worth winning. And I will play by any means necessary to achieve victory. And if that upsets you, you know, I'm sure there's some soy recipe videos on YouTube you can go watch. But if you crave board game playing in their prime athletes going head to head looking for any advantage that will allow me to put my foot on their necks, then you just got to go to the TSD Patreon and join up now to be a part of all the ball busting fun. All right, let's get back to TSD.
So what's been happening this week? No assassination attempts. Nothing to talk about.
And nobody else is, so nope. Why should it be?
You got hair in your nuts? That means you're a man.
All right, you're in the fam.
Yeah.
Why can't a white man get his hair cut here?
Finally, someone said it out loud. Yeah.
Tell him, Steve Dave.
Hello, and welcome to this week's edition of Tell Him, Steve Dave, starring Walt Flanagan, Brian Quinn, and me, your announcer, Brian Johnson. Hey, boys.
Hello. What's
up? Back again.
Here we are.
Here we are to talk about stuff.
Yeah.
You got a fucking smart haircut. I'm just noticing.
Right you now. Like my haircut?
Yeah, I do.
You think it's smart?
Yeah.
All right.
You got a little bit of a faux hawk going?
Yeah, it's a little bit of a, I'm off the chain now, bud. I'm not working.
Do whatever you want.
Dude, there's no continuity issues. There's no nothing. I could fucking.
Oh, I thought you were saying the network maybe had to approve all haircuts.
No, you just got to kind of look the same for the whole season. So, yeah.
We failed at that miserably in comic book, man.
Well,
everybody had different color hair every other day.
Yeah. So,
it was
bad. But I don't know. So I got a little bit of I don't want to say a mullet. It's not exactly that.
No, I wouldn't call it a mullet.
But it's hot. It's very tight on the sides.
And, mm-hmm. Yeah. Long on
do
the
do you
top.
Like it?
Yeah, I do. You look like Macklemore.
My boy Akeem does it for me.
Mm-hmm.
He does it. It's his 19th birthday tomorrow. Happy birthday to my hair cutter, Akeem.
Now, would you want a 90-year-old cutting your hair? We were talking earlier about how you would want a 90-year-old to do any job.
Yeah, I just feel that they're more experienced. They just care more. They're not distracted by their phones or their Instagram.
Right.
And, you know, you're always not going to be worried about anything other than your hair if you got a 90-year-old doing it.
Well, like I said, he's 18, this kid.
That's the exact opposite.
And he didn't once look at his phone. Like, there was.
You had your back to him.
No, he's working on my hair the whole time. He's
got yeah, but at some hands. Point behind, you know, he
I'm
was
looking in the mirror
phone.
The whole time.
I'm working on BQ.
No, yeah,
you know, he's no 90-year-olds doing
mugging
that.
For the camera. He's none posting
of
that. Selfies.
No, I was staring into the mirror the whole time. We were having a lovely conversation. I was learning. It's how I keep.
I have
keep
a
young.
I have a younger guy who does my hair, and I have to. I mean, not real young. He's probably in his like early 40s, but you're not wrong about that phone. Every 2 minutes he's checking a text or his wife is calling or some shit.
No, not Keem. No. He's great. Love this kid.
I got
now, do you go in and say what you want, or you let a Keem like say like, hey Keem, what's hot right now? What's
no, I don't go in and say what's hot. No, I you know, I go in and I'm like, let's just try something a little. You know,
and you let him pick it though.
Or you go through a magazine together. No, we don't do a magazine. It's more like
just, a poster on the wall.
Yeah, you just kind of go in, or I show him a haircut that I had years ago that I liked. You know, which is what happened here. And he just goes to town.
Now, is this somebody that like just shows up at your house, or is he at a certain salon?
No, salon. It's pretty funny because it's like I think I might be the only white person that goes there. It's like a classic, like barbershop.
Oh, like, really?
But young. It's like, and you know, they do locks and all stuff that I'll never take advantage of.
You're not going to do any
dreads or anything.
No, nothing like that. But that is their stock and
trade.
Cornrows, corn rolls.
No, yeah. They do all that.
Yeah,
but I wouldn't do any of that. But it's nice. It's nice. I get to go in and.
What made you choose this place? Because traditionally, like,
yeah,
white people do not go to black barber shops because, like you say, the black barbers specialize in certain types of haircuts.
Yeah. Well, what happened
but BQ.
Was, yeah, I really needed a haircut.
Right.
And I was driving by this place, and I was like, why can't I? You know what I mean? Like, who am I? Like,
breaking down doors.
Yeah. Like, why can't I go in? Like, what? Like, let's not be
smashing taboos.
Yeah. So I went in, and it was a damn great little.
Why
dog.
Can't a white man get his hair cut here?
Finally, someone said it out loud. Yeah.
No, nothing like that. They were very welcoming. I didn't walk in and a record didn't scratch or anything like that. But what's cool is they didn't recognize me for like the first like couple of months. So it was like – it was nice and quiet. You know what I mean? Right. Like it was like – so I was a little odd, I'm sure, for walking in.
And
but especially my age because everybody in there is like I said, Akeem's 18. I think they were all like the oldest ones there, 24.
And you like to walk into a place and be not recognized, or is that, or does a little bit of anxiety come with that? Like, oh shit, is it over?
Losing my mojo.
No, never.
You like that, huh?
Yeah, I don't mind it. Because I've gone to other places and right away, like for the first day, they're like, yo, let's get a picture put on the Instagram and stuff like that. And it's like, I don't really want to.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess it depends on the situation because last week you were late because of traffic.
Yeah.
And that is a great example of being recognized pays off because you got to scoot along that little shoulder.
Yeah,
with
well,
your
that,
fireman friends,
that was good because those are my fireman guys.
Right, yeah.
That wasn't even like for the that was they made fun of me while I went by. And shit like
oh, did they?
Yeah, they're my friends. Yeah,
I can't even drive by.
I was told I gave him the finger as I was going by. Yeah, it was great.
Now his young age didn't scare you off.
No.
Now, so he is not. An experienced barber, right? He's just starting out in his career. Correct?
Sure.
So if he had – I don't know if I ever told you the story when I was –
Well, he said he started when he was 16. So he's a couple of years
relatively new.
Yeah, relatively new.
Could you give him the pass if he was cutting your hair? Because this happened to me once. And he's looking at you and he's like – he's making sure everything's nice and even. He's giving you the once over. And he sees some hair on your forehead and all of a sudden he blows it off. With his mouth, like he literally blows the hair off your face with his
breath.
That
would be weird.
That happened to me once. A lady did that.
That's weird.
And I didn't say anything, but I was just like, wow.
I probably wouldn't say anything either, but I probably wouldn't go
back. I've never had that happen before or since. But yeah, could you go back?
I wouldn't go back. I wouldn't say anything, but I think I wouldn't go back. I'd be like, what the fuck?
But he doesn't know. It's his first time. You could be like, hey, you know what, Keem, that usually –
Yeah,
let me school you.
Yeah,
let me make a scene.
Well, it's a good thing I came into this shop. No.
That would get out on the internet or something. It's like, oh, BQ came into my shop and he got all fucking hoity-toity with me just because I blew in his face.
I mean, she blew so hard like that my hair moved on my head. Yeah.
On your wind?
Yeah. She was trying to get wet hair off my forehead, so she had to blow really hard.
You had to dry the wetness and get it off. So there you go.
So what's been happening this week? No assassination attempts. Nothing to talk about.
Nobody else is, so nope. Why should it be? Can I give a plug for a dear friend? Joe Gatto, friend of this show, has a comedy special out. Apparently I'm the last person. Everybody but me has a comedy special, I guess. So but his is really fucking funny. I saw him tape it. And it's out today on the 800-pound gorilla YouTube page. And it's fucking really funny.
That's the way to release stuff these – like release specials these days is YouTube, huh?
But yeah, because you're like not – you're around the gatekeepers and like any monetization that's being done is coming your way rather than like Comedy Central paying you a pittance and
– Gotcha.
And doing that. And I think there's ups and downs to it is what I'm hearing. But it's Gatto. He makes the best out of fucking everything. And he made a great fucking special. It's one of the funniest that I've seen. So
it's weird a guy like Joe Gatto. Like he's worth studying.
He's
so positive. Yeah. And he's like you, Walt. He doesn't do any drugs or drink or anything like that.
Yeah. Straight edge. Huh?
Straight edge.
And he has no fear. Like.
Oh, I have fears.
He
you don't say.
He doesn't have any. Like when he recorded the special, he was like, yeah, I don't even know if I'll release it. We'll just see how it comes out. And they recorded it. He's like, no, I like it. I'll release it. Like, there's no, like, but I'm making a special. What am I going to do? Like, there's no panic.
No anxiety.
Yeah. He's just, I've always admired it about him. He just kind of does, even leaving the show. He's like, you know, got to go. What are you going to do? But I'm very proud of him. And it's a great, very funny special. And it would be great if anybody out there could support Joe Gatto.
All right. He needs a couple fans.
Go give him some views because that's, I think, one of the downsides is the views. Like, people see how many people watched it.
Right.
It's not like an HBO special where it's like you made it just be buying on there.
So you think that's a negative thing to see the views?
That's the part
like
I
it could never like. Be enough?
Yeah, because – well, it's that thing too because I'm just guessing. But like once those numbers are out there, you're like – I guess you have an idea in your own head of what it should do. And then if – so this, it's one of those weird things where it's like the success is entirely up to you. If you're like, I hope 50,000 people watch it, Joe's going to clear that immediately. You know what I mean? But if he's like, I hope 2 million people watch it and 1 million people watch it, he could be like –
that's a bigger number.
He hasn't told me any of this. I'm just putting myself in his place. So that's always like – I don't know what number you want to be successful in it.
Right.
So – but I'll never know because I'll never do it.
You don't think you'll ever do it?
Do a stand-up special?
Yeah, or a comedy special of some kind of – it doesn't necessarily have to be stand-up. Is what Joe does stand-up or does he tell stories?
He does stand-up. Well, I guess it's a version of stand-up. Yeah. I don't see me doing it, ever doing it.
Yeah.
How much more do people need to hear from me and my thoughts and opinions for 15 fucking years now?
I don't know. That's every comic though, right? Like every comic is out there thinking the same thing. Like they need to hear my thoughts and my ideas and my jokes.
It's the thing about stand-up. I have great respect for stand-ups. I love the medium. Like I respect it. It's not something that I really want to do, but like the thing that made stand-up comedy a little less cool to me is social media and promotion. Because motherfucker, like all Instagram is, my whole feed is just like, I have this, I have that. Watch this, watch that. I'm coming to your town. I'm coming here. And it's just like, I can't think of George Carlin doing a face towards a camera selfie video being like, I'm coming to fucking New Orleans next week.
Yeah.
So it's like that, not that I'm hating on them for do it. It's just like, it kind of makes me not want to do it if that's what I have to do.
The self-promotion.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Some people are good at it.
Some people are great at it, love it. Yeah, and I'm not saying there's anything wrong with them. I wish I had that skill.
Yeah. We'd probably be like Rogan if we had good self-promotional skills. I don't have them either. Would you say you have self-promotion
skills?
Because you're a quieter guy. You like to stay in the
– Yeah, I don't really run to social media to – announce, you know, every little aspect of everything, and as you probably should, though, if you're make your money on the internet.
Yeah, I guess so. There's no other way.
Yeah. I'm not saying they're doing anything wrong.
No,
I'm just saying I couldn't do it.
It takes some skill to make it not seem annoying. You know, those guys who can walk that tightrope of still making their little plugs funny, interesting, and not like, oh, God, not another one.
Yeah, right. You would think there's almost a science to it, like keep it short, keep it funny, keep it relevant. I understand a couple of members of Tesdy Town are getting hitched.
Oh, we're breaking that news?
Well, I guess we're breaking it as a podcast, but it's already been on Instagram and
what's going on?
Facebook and stuff.
Jimmy the Hair Guy proposed to his gal.
Oh, whoa.
In the general store last night.
How does she feel about that? The general store is the...
Oh, I think she was over the moon.
She listens?
I don't know if she listens, but I guess she was just over the moon that it happened at all. You know,
Prince Charming,
It could have been in a parking lot of a Wawa. It still would have been Jimmy the Hair Guy proposing to you.
Yeah, you're right.
Regardless, that's your man.
It doesn't matter where it's at.
Yeah, you're right,
It just matters that he got on that knee.
Yeah, it just seems to me like
ring.
It's doing it here makes it a little bit more about him than her.
I don't know. I didn't look at it that way.
No?
I think he put a lot of thought into it.
Yeah? What did he do?
He pretended that he was making
pretending he was terminally ill.
I did it for 6 months. Yeah.
Shaved his head. Lost a whole bunch of weight.
He's elaborate.
Taking diet pills. Popping them like
Ozempic.
He pretended that TSD was making a documentary about Jimmy the Hair Guy, A Day in the Life of Jimmy the Hair Guy. So he brought her down to do an interview where she was going to be interviewed, where we would like cut to different people talking about Jimmy, and she'd be one of the people we spoke to. So Rupp and Chuck were giving her questions, and then Jimmy just casually walked up like a fucking suave Mac Daddy. Mm-hmm. He was like, I got a question.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my question. And he got down on a knee and popped it.
Wow, man. Good for him.
Yeah.
Were you here?
I was here, yeah.
Did you tear up at all?
I didn't tear up, no. I've seen my share.
Get him's nodding. Get him is nodding.
Get him teared up. Yeah, I guess he did. I don't know.
I thought he didn't like Jimmy the Hair Guy. He just likes love.
Yeah. Can you tell he's a romantic at heart?
Oh, wow.
I'm surprised. Like, they were just at John Waters' camp. He was sending me pictures from John Waters' camp. I'm not exactly sure what that entails, John Waters' camp, but I think it has a lot to do with penises and, like, dirty John Waters type stuff.
It's a whole camp for it, eh?
The whole camp. Yeah, you can go away for the weekend.
Well, I think it also is touching for us is that he could have did it at a Juggalo event where they met. And he chose here, though.
No, I agree. It's very touching for everybody but her. Like, she's not a Tell Him Steve Dave fan.
I don't know.
Like, Juggalo would have made sense to me.
Yeah, she might be. I just don't know if she is or not. My
heads are shaking over there.
Heads are shaking. No, she's not. No.
Yeah.
So, yeah, why here then?
Okay. Rupp says just a surprise. Yeah, it would be the ultimate surprise as opposed to, the, like, you might expect it at a Juggalo event or John Waters' camp. But when you come here –
Yeah. No, she actually – she flat out told him. She goes, she knew it was happening.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
How'd she know?
What are you doing? You have you have video of it?
Oh, yeah, I want to watch this. It's already on YouTube.
It's on YouTube already.
Michelle, will you marry me?
Yeah.
I didn't know you were going to ask that many questions.
All right.
But she had strong suspicions it was happening yesterday. She just didn't know where, but she kind of was like had a gut feeling it was going to happen.
Oh,
wow.
Is that good or bad?
I would I don't know.
I think it's good.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think she's
that way she can brace herself
with him. Means like she picks up on his vibe.
Did you see the ring?
Yes.
Is it a Lord of the Rings ring?
Yes.
It is. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, it was, I think it was Gandalf's ring.
It's the One Ring.
The One Ring?
Oh,
the one that
the precious.
Them all
the precious.
Yeah.
Wow. She's
at least he got dressed up for
so
it.
So happy. You know what? You could just walk direct like a foot to the right. She's sitting in my chair. Man, anything that I would say to kind of goof on him after watching that video, you can't.
No.
They're both so happy. It's really nice to see.
Yep.
Yeah, congratulations, guys.
She has giant earrings that say shit on them.
Eat shit.
Oh, it says eat shit on the other one. Says
You got to be like that to handle Jimmy the Hair Guy.
Yeah.
You got to be that way just to make it in this world today.
He's fucking damn right about that.
Eat shit, baby.
That's great.
She's all teared up and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
But he texts me and he's like, I want you to be there. I was like,
Dad.
I was like, why do you need me to be there, though? And he goes, well, it won't feel like a real deal documentary if you're not there, like directing it. She'll know something's up. I'm like, all right. So I was here.
So there is no documentary?
No, there is no documentary. Okay. I can't believe they put it on YouTube already, though.
Well, it's private.
Oh, it's private?
Yeah.
Oh, so how on earth did we don't want, they may not want this on Tom, Steve, Dave, then?
Well, they said they posted it, so.
The audio, you mean? I'll check with Jimmy the Hair Guy. We'll see if he cares. I doubt he'll care.
Oh, okay. So, but you got to make sure, though. And if that's so a private channel, then you know what? They may not want.
That's why I added a mute at first. But
okay.
Yeah. Jimmy, man, he's all wide-eyed.
Yeah. It's nice to see Jimmy, like, hitting above his fucking – his weight station, too. Yeah. She's fucking
– above his pay grade.
Yeah, very nice-looking lady.
Mm-hmm. And she's super sweet, too.
Yeah.
She's really nice.
I mean, not that Jimmy's not a good-looking guy.
You're saying, though, he's not as good-looking as she is.
I am saying that. Yeah,
okay. That's what I thought.
Yeah. But good.
Yeah.
That's a compliment.
Why not?
You don't want a girl as good-looking as you?
I heard that after the zombie concert, everybody went to IHOP, and Walt Karen'd out on a waitress. You got the wrong burger, and you went Karen on her.
Shit. Talk to a manager about it?
I think she wanted to talk to a manager.
Ooh. Who told you this?
I hear things. I talked to Troy.
It was the exact 180-degree opposite.
That's what he said.
Yeah. It was like, I know you would have fucking threw a fucking a conniption.
I don't know. After he described the way it went, I think I would have been defeated.
I ordered a completely plain burger.
Yeah.
And – they only have one waitress there on a Friday night or Saturday night, whatever night.
Good
it was.
Idea.
It's hard to get someone to work 24-hour IHOP in New Jersey. I think they're lucky they even have one waitress. You know, I think it's a very difficult to staff a 24-hour place in this day and age.
Well, no matter what you hear about Jersey, too, there aren't that many 24-hour places anymore. Like, it's the only place around here to go 24 hours, unless you're going to fucking Wawa or something.
And it took a long time for us to get our food, and she brought it over, and I could see it's way too large of a burger for – there's too much – I could tell already it's too tall to be a plain burger. And so I open it up, and it has cheese on it and I think some other stuff on it. And I just said – I said, oh, I'm sorry. I said, I ordered a plain burger, and she goes, that is a plain burger. And for a second there, I looked at it. I looked down. And I was like, "Whoa, what is she talking about? Is this what IHOP calls a plain burger?"
Something wrong with my mind.
I really questioned my own sanity. I was like, "Wait a minute, I am seeing cheese on this, right? I'm the only one who sees cheese." It's like, "Oh, I just wanted it with nothing on it." She goes, "That is a plain burger." She just conveyed – she made straight face, like a poker face.
Jedi mind tricking.
I wouldn't have had a conniption, but at that point I would have been like, okay, she's challenging me on this shit. So let's fucking dance.
I was just like, well, is it possible to get one without all this on it? And she goes, yeah. And she just pulled it back, and then I did get a plain burger, though.
Yeah, I was really bummed because it was after the zombie concert. Everybody was going to IHOP, but of course Mary Beth's fucking stomach is acting up, so she has to go home.
Right.
And
of course.
It was she's constantly –
what's that caveat, of course?
Yeah, what is that?
Because it seems like she constantly has stomach issues that prevent me from doing stuff I want to do.
Mm. What other things are you is she preventing you from doing with her stomach?
Well, so far just that, but But yeah, so we had to go home, but then I heard it was like nightmarish almost.
What, the IHOP?
The IHOP,
it just took forever.
That's what he said.
It's a Saturday night, and there's a lot of people there. I don't know if there was a overflow from the zombie crowd.
It had to be. That's why they're fucking stupid at IHOP, is because you know that there's a PNC event. You know that people are going to be coming afterwards. Have more than one fucking waitress.
I think it's hard just to have one there.
You think so?
I think if they could have two, they would.
Yeah?
I really do. I just think I bet you the turnover as an IHOP waitress on that night shift is fucking phenomenal.
Right. That lady went home that night. She's like, this guy wanted a fucking plain burger. Yeah. I brought him a plain burger with cheese.
But we've been there on nights and there's three people working.
Exactly.
And it's still slow as can be. Like, it's 10 minutes to get a drink.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's not true either.
Yes, it is.
It's way quicker than it's not abnormally slow when there's only three people there. I don't know what kind of service you're demanding at an IHOP, but you have to expect.
Like when we sit down, have someone come over and bring water, like within after they ask 5 minutes. And that's it takes too 10 long? Minutes. No, it takes 10 minutes for them to bring out even like water and drinks.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I agree with you, Getem. At a restaurant, I'm a very impatient person. I feel like there should be a standard where it's like, you know. Yeah. And there is a standard for restaurants. Yeah. Like if you've worked in a restaurant, you know that it's like you greet the people. You bring them to the table. The waitress comes within X amount of time. You bring the drinks within X amount of time. Not like, you know, hey, we'll get to you when we get to you.
I think at an IHOP, I think you have to give
– got to throw all the rules out the window?
Out a little
bit.
It's
not that hard though, man.
But then you like
– you only have one person and she had like 12
tables. Well, one person's
tables.
Rough, yeah.
But like the times you've gone, it's like you get chicken fingers or a plain burger. I'll get like a cheeseburger. Someone else will get a cheeseburger and it's 25 minutes for it to come out. And it's like even if you're cooking them
it's
one
not
after
her fault,
another.
Though. Well,
no, I'm saying it just seems like there's a general laissez-faire –
holy shit, this is coming from the guy that was fucking sleeping on the couch and being paid for it. Are you fucking out of your mind that you're holding other people's feet to the fire when you sleep during the workday?
I disagree with you, man. Is there any greater authority than on laissez-faire?
Jesus.
The food coming out sucks. For me, it's like when you get your salad before you even get your drink. Mm-hmm. That you know the waitress. That's where I start being like, what the fuck? Like, how do I have soup in front of me before an iced tea? Like, it doesn't make any sense. But
yeah, I don't like to go out to eat with people like who are impatient like that. Like me and Gidim went out to see Brian Nichelle just joined a band.
Mm-hmm.
And Gidim was being very demanding of our Red Robin waiter. And like, he's like, more fries. More fries. Jesus.
Well, no. When he brought me my food, I'm like, can I get another
more
order fries. Of fries?
Yeah. More fries.
We were in a time crunch.
You could only say two words because you have so many fries in your mouth.
He doesn't have more the time fries. To say please. We're in a time crunch.
It's just blinking like fucking like the guy knows that blink should mean more fries because my mouth is fucking stuffed. With fries.
More.
I was banging the basket on the table. How did you not get that clue?
You let him get that second thing of fries? You're not like
– What am I? I can't stop. What am I? His fucking – I'm not his wife or his father. I can't stop him. Can
you're
you
the closest
really,
thing.
Can you really tell me you would stop him from getting more? How many fries did you get there? Three baskets?
At least three.
Oh, man.
Within a fucking 10-minute period.
Oh, that's rough.
Red Robin. The waiter's like, you're kidding, right? It's like, this can't be for real. I'm on camera.
And Nichelle joined a band, and he had his first gig up in Short Hills at a nice restaurant that's attached to
the train station.
A train station in Short Hills. So they played in the train station where people buy tickets and stuff.
Okay.
It's very unique, but
like
cool.
Busking? Like it was just public.
No, I don't think so. It was indoors, right?
It's indoors. When the station closes, it becomes part of the restaurant.
Okay, understood. Yeah.
But there's places where you could sit and wait for the train.
Yeah.
Just like a normal train station.
Sure.
Inside. And they've only had one practice together. So they are so new.
Nice.
Like they're just born, basically. A just born band. A baby band. And that didn't matter. As I saw, we got into the fucking wrong game, man. Podcasting is not the way we should have went. We should have started a three-man band.
Okay.
Because within an hour of becoming a band, they had girls dancing on the fixtures.
Yeah.
They had a lady take off her top.
Whoa!
Day one!
Jesus
right
Christ.
Out of the gate!
I've yet to see a tip.
I'm not bullshitting, right, Kim?
No.
I was just like,
what type of music were they playing?
Classic rock.
Fuck yeah, they're still doing it in Jersey, man. This is why I love this fucking state.
I think part of it is that, like, if somebody's going to play a song you know and you're drunk, you're having a fucking great time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they played some Jimmy Eat World, and you could ask Walt. I was rocking out to that. Yeah.
Oh, they dropped a little in the middle on you?
Yep.
Right. I mean, Gidim is not making it to – how old are you?
45.
You're not making it to 50. He's at fucking Red Robin. He's taking fucking 15 baskets. He's trying to take baskets with him from other from other tables out baskets. The door. Yeah.
No.
And then he gets to the fucking restaurant, and within in an hour, he drinks how many bottles of beer? 16?
16 bottles?
No, it's like 8 or 9.
Wow. That's
a lot, yeah.
He ain't making it to 50. There's no way. He's got to fucking curtail the way he's living.
He's not making it much past 50, maybe.
Yeah, you've got to slow down, bro.
12-ounce bottles. They go down like nothing.
Yeah, but it's not good on your body, though, all that fucking alcohol and shit.
Again, like 8 or 9 in 12-ounce bottles. So 9 times 12 is, what, 108? So that's, you're pretty close to a gallon of beer. That's like 2 bottles away from a gallon.
It's light beer, though.
So. Always, there's always
a caveat. Yeah,
yeah. There's always that caveat. What does that mean? Is there less alcohol in it?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought it was like less calories or something.
It's supposed to be less calories.
But Nichelle fucking was a rock god as – what was that? The rock, Long Live Rock by The Who came on.
Uh-huh.
And he was channeling Keith Moon.
Took a shirt off?
He didn't take a shirt off. Only the 50-year-old ladies in the audience were taking their shirts off. They had to. But Nichelle could take his shirt off.
Fuck yeah,
the rest of the band cannot. Oh, no. He was the only one that could take his shirt off. But I didn't think he wanted to fucking put any pressure on the rest of the band.
Okay, fair. Good. That's a good man. That's a good man.
But yeah, he was on fucking fire.
Oh, love it.
I cannot believe that he has waited so long to pick up the sticks again after – you know, it's been so he has so much talent.
Really,
he outshined a lot of members of the band, and I was I was like, I feel they might get a little intimidated
at his prowess.
Yeah,
on the skins.
Yeah,
wow.
Because he was adding those little flourishes.
I didn't mean potato skins. I know you saw your mouth. Fucking,
I know your mouth started watering.
I'll take a basket.
More skins.
More skins.
Your mouth quiver when I said skins.
Start watering.
Yeah, unbelievable though. And they played. He's supposed to go in at 9:30. We get there 9:40. They're already playing, and they didn't stop till
after
12:30.
Yeah,
I mean they just played for almost 3 hours straight.
And you stayed the whole time.
Hell yeah, man!
All right.
Yeah, man. Loves to rock. Rocking, man.
Yeah. The chicks with their
another
tops
shirt
off,
might
man.
Come off. Yeah, you don't know.
Oh yeah, Walt spotted her getting up on the top of the bench.
Yeah,
and he's like, "Oh, look at this! Look at this!"
I was stunned. I was like, the mixture of alcohol and live music, I think, can they become?
It's intoxicating.
Bands become snake charmers.
I think that's the only reason bands exist. I mean, how could this be new information? Like,
I had never seen it up close like this,
especially given that singer. The singer was not that powerful.
I threw my fucking boxers at in the show. I was so fucking amped up. Landed right on his fucking his trampoline, whatever the fuck that thing is.
Symbol.
Trampoline. But Gideon was dancing. Everybody was dancing.
Yeah.
Who went? Just the two of you?
Yeah. We asked Brian to go. You know, he bailed on us, though.
I never said I was going to go.
Take it out. Declan. Take it out.
Sorry about that stomachache, right? Yeah. Of course.
You know the way that goes. Good time, though?
It was great. It was great. You know, it was exactly –
3 hours is a long time to watch somebody play.
Yeah, and – but at least it was music I recognized, you know, classic rock. Is anything you hear on 104.3. Anything
I love it, man.
Yeah. It was awesome.
All right.
He's got the skills to pay the bills. I don't know how those bills are paid, though, on a bar band. I don't know what they're making. I don't know. I see his house. I don't think those skills are paying the bills.
He's got a side job to pay the bills. Yeah. All right. I want to talk about something here.
All right.
I want to talk. And Jimmy and Michelle, you listen. Well, Michelle, you don't listen. So, Jimmy, you listen up.
Well, we're running into an ad right here? Is this a lead into an ad?
Yeah.
Can I just say this before you read the ad?
Sure.
I got a lot of emails about people, a lot of longtime listeners are feeling betrayed by TSD because of the ad reads.
What's wrong with
it? Because we're not taking the piss out of the sponsors anymore. They say, we turned our back for the money.
Yeah, you're right. Can I read it now?
All right, that's settled.
Because let me explain something to the people who like us to take the piss out of the advertisers. If we do that, they don't pay.
But we used to not care about that. They actually mentioned that in the email. They're like, I love that you guys had that rebel attitude that you didn't care if you didn't get paid for your ad read.
Right. Well, you fucking go to work then and you tell me if you don't care if you get paid.
The audience mattered more than the ad read, they said.
Yeah, back in the day when we were making shit for ads and we hardly had any. Yeah, we would fuck around with them. Even though
– I can't convince you to go full nuclear on this ad. No? Who is it?
It's Adam and Eve.
It's Adam and Eve. They don't care, do they? Sexiest. They sell fucking sex toys.
I know.
Do they really care if
you want to mock them while I'm reading it? You go ahead.
I would think if anyone likes getting fucked, it's them.
The only thing I wanted to respond to the guy, I didn't respond to him though, mm-hmm. was we almost fucking literally got sued by Burrow for what we said.
Right.
That really scared us off fucking taking the piss out of the sponsors when they threatened the lawsuit.
Yeah, you don't know that we're pussies by now.
when they were lobbying the threats that they were going to take us to court over what we said mm-hmm. on the Burrow ad, that's when I was like, hey, maybe we went too far.
Right.
Yeah, maybe you're right. All right, let's do it. Let's give it Adam and Eve a straight.
Yeah, the respect read. They deserve.
Yeah.
And come on, we're talking about sex here. Who's not interested? Just when you hear sex immediately, you should perk up.
I'm perked?
You're perked.
Look
man.
At me.
Who wants to start having better sex immediately? Jimmy the hair guy and Michelle, I bet.
Oh, yeah.
Now that they're getting married, they got to start introducing all kinds of new things to keep it fresh and new.
That's it.
Oh, I think I got a feeling those guys keep it fucking real fresh.
Yeah?
They're going to fucking gay camp, right? That's what they called it.
It is. Well, they call it John Waters camp. I called it gay camp.
Oh, that was your – oh, I yeah. thought that was the real deal. That was you. No, everybody in the room was calling it that. Yeah. So I assumed that was the legitimate name of the camp he went to.
No, no. It's John Waters camp. But there's a lot of penises and camp. Imagery and
yeah, I think – I mean, if Jimmy – if anybody in TSD town – is up for any exploration with him and his girl, it's Jimmy. It's Jimmy he is going to do anything right. that she wants to do, I think.
He'll take a dick here and there, no problem. Jimmy the Hanger loves it.
I don't know if he'll do that.
Sure. I want to watch you suck it.
I don't know.
Look at him in the eyes.
She's requesting this? Yeah. She wants? Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is what she wants. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item plus free shipping, which includes rush processing and more than that.
You can't erase that image though once that happens though. If she says, I want to see you
looking in his eyes. Man.
No, especially since she'll be videoing it probably. Yeah. Yeah.
This is fucking another video on that YouTube channel in about a week.
Chuck, we need you to film something.
Walt, they need you to be there. Well, I got to be there.
Can you direct this gay porn?
That's why it works.
More than that, Adam and Eve wants to make your life easy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a free shipping. Okay, that doesn't make sense. They offer free shipping and rush processing on your entire order, and it doesn't matter how much you spend or what you buy. All will be packaged and sent discreetly for fast.
I love that. Free and fast. Brian Johnson, he's butchering the ad read on purpose.
Yeah, and rock and roll.
As a little fucking message to all those out there who are like, we want you to fucking take the piss out. We won't take the piss out. But then he's like winking to the fucking audience.
He stumbles and
yes, yeah. his that's on purpose, people. Yeah. People that's are for like, you.
People are like, are you sure it's just that he can't read? The marble mouth motherfucker. So don't wait. Better sex is just a click away. That's 50% off one item. Free shipping with rush processing. Bring more pleasure and satisfaction into your bedroom. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything you desire. Mm. Just enter code offer TESD at checkout. That's TESD, TESD at adamandeve.com. This is an exclusive offer specific to the podcast, so be sure to use this code TESD to get your discount. 100% free shipping and get it with fast with rush processing. That's code TESD. And now we have another thing to do kind of with, not with sex, but, you know, personal grooming. I don't know. Did you guys get your forged gold Manscaped Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra?
Yeah, I started using it.
Did you?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I took it to Jersey Coin. In gold? Mm-hmm. I thought it was real gold.
How much did you get for it?
How much when you melt this down? The latest masterpiece from Manscaped is the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra in forged gold. Welcome to the golden era of grooming, where precision, luxury, and performance meet. In a world where grooming tools come and go, Manscaped is setting the gold standard with a special edition trimmer. If you want to make your grooming routine a statement of sophistication and style, this is the tool you need. Just a quick PSA, though. There are limited quantities available in this color, so you got to act fast if you want this.
Oh, shit, we got the collectible lawnmowers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yep.
We got the Chase fucking bush shavers.
Yeah. Mine was taken away already. It just came today, and it was already taken away by my wife.
She doesn't want you fucking trimming the
No, she's like, you already have some. I don't have any. Oh. Yeah, because I have two.
That's good, though. That works out for you, though.
And you were upset that she took it?
No. Oh, okay. No, not at all. I said, go ahead, baby.
Are you just trying to fucking try to get an extra one? Smart man.
I need another one.
Are they listening?
Manscaped?
I could use
Apparently
another
they're
one.
Listening. We're not allowed to take the piss out of them. So.
Yeah, I know, right? Step into the golden era with the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra Gold. Experience unparalleled precision with the next-gen dual skin-safe and blade heads. One trimmer blade and one foil blade designed for flawless performance. And these blades aren't just about looks. They're engineered for excellence. The updated trimmer blade features longer, wider, and rounded teeth to tackle hair effortlessly, while the foil blade provides a sleek, smooth finish. First, the updated trimmer blade features longer, wider, and rounded teeth that cut through hair with ease. And this is where things get interesting. The foil blade, crafted to transcend the boundaries of your typical trim achieved with the trimmer blade, this foil blade is designed to leave you with a finish that's irresistibly sleek and utterly bare.
Was that in the copy? This is when things get interesting, or did you just add that?
No, it's in the copy.
Okay, it's like, yeah. God damn, you're dancing hard. I thought you were adding, this is when things get interesting. I was like, Jesus. This is pathetic.
That guy was right.
Yeah, company man, it's disgusting.
With the foil blade, you'll achieve a sleek golden touch that's perfect for every occasion, and it's like having two trimmers in one. Make sure you're always in your golden era without breaking the bank. And it isn't about just luxury. It's packed with functionality. The new LED light. Hey, get them. The new LED light boasts a dual temperature function to illuminate even the trickiest spots while adding a touch of elegance to your grooming routine. My God, this is so long.
Hold.
Read it all.
Hold.
Read it all.
Not like your hair if you use Manscaped.
This is long. This is supposed to be in like 60 seconds or something. I don't see. The thing is, I don't.
Right,
okay, let me read this for example.
Let's wrap it up.
This is where I blame the copywriters.
Gotta do it proper.
This is where I blame the copywriters. The trimmer features two buttons on the front that will give multiple options. The first is the power button to turn the trimmer on and off. The bottom button controls two features, the travel lock and the LED light. That's for the fucking instructions. All right, if you want to hear me give the advertiser some shit, that's for the fucking instructions. People don't need to know that in an ad read. It's fucking ridiculous.
Are you sure you're supposed to read that?
Is that like part? Maybe? Are you supposed to read maybe like two of the five?
Let me see. Nope.
All right. Well, why don't we just give him the code and move on from this?
All right. If you're part of the OG Manscaped fam, that's them too. This trimmer is a tribute to the classics, upholding the same features that we've all come to love.
Can't you be so desperate to belong to something that you're like,
this is my fam?
This is my fam. I don't know if anybody does. I don't know if anybody does. It's like, I bought it. I use it. I love it. It's great. You know, a rechargeable L-ion battery, RPM technology for top-notch performance, USB-C charging, and a comprehensive three-level battery life indicator. And the best part is, it's so still waterproof.
I had so many great jokes, too, for this.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I'm just biting my tongue here.
Fuck it. Let's burn it all down.
No, I can't burn it down. No.
No. Got to pay those bills. Join the 10 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped for all their grooming needs and get the special edition Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra in forged gold while supplies last. So to get 20% off plus free shipping with the code TESD at manscaped.com, that's 20% off plus free shipping with the code TESD at manscaped.com.
Nice.
Tell him, Steve Dave. Oh, it felt so long. I thought it was time to end the show.
Yeah, well, guess what? I still got two more.
Are we done with the ad at that particular ad? Could I say something about that and they wouldn't hear it? Or is it totally off limits to even mention?
They probably wouldn't hear it. I don't think they would hear it.
Isn't it weird how, like, you, as a kid, you're growing up and you can't wait to get pubes. And then as soon as you get them now, society's telling you to shave them off.
Yeah, I hadn't thought about that.
I never really thought I couldn't wait to get pubes.
Well, were you taking showers in gym class?
Not really.
Yeah, because
you were a little bit past that time.
Yeah.
So you never took. Yeah, you didn't want to walk into the shower with no pubes. You look like a Like you hadn't had your balls hadn't dropped yet. You were just like you hadn't gone through puberty yet. You were just
I never had this like experience. A plucked
your chicken. Voice is all high and shit.
All right,
a plucked
like,
chicken
like Peter Brady and shit. Everybody just notices you and kind of and there was no fucking escaping back then. So nobody thought you were fucking had the gold fucking lawnmower.
You thought you were a little boy dick.
You just thought you didn't have any fucking What's that drug?
Testosterone.
Yeah.
You just thought you were testosterone.
Oh, okay.
Well, isn't there a difference between all and nothing? Like, there is just keeping it manscaped. Like, you know, not too long and not too short, you know, just but all an even length.
I mean, yeah, there
it
is
gives
a
the
difference.
Impression of extra length.
There is
length.
A difference because I remember when I got that first one in, I couldn't wait to fucking to get it into the shower and let everybody see that I had fucking, you know.
Hair?
Yeah. But then when you got more, didn't you want me to make it look nice?
Nice, what, bald is nice?
No, I'm not saying bald, just trimmed. Like you keep it all consistent length.
I don't know. Yeah, I've never really was one to like, you know, think about like what's your guy's name, Hector?
Oh, Akeem?
Akeem, yeah. You know, it's just like, it wasn't something that I gave much thought to growing up, though. I thought like having, you know, you got hair in your nuts? That means you're a man.
All right. You're in the fam. Yeah.
What are you, hairless? That's what they would say. You know, that's what the older kids would say.
No.
If you're hairless, you were a pussy. You didn't have no balls.
Okay.
You were a chicken.
Okay.
Yeah. That's when the 70s, when it was fucking,
when the
greatest
was
time
it.
To be alive.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying.
To grow up in was the 70s.
I'm just saying is now, you know, it's. I think it's okay to be just trimmed, not completely bald, but it's at least be to look presentable.
I guess.
We saw a lot of the 70s. You ever wish you were born just a little bit sooner so you could have experienced more of it? Like, because we were three when it was 1970. So, like, our formative years are pretty much the early 80s, like, you know, late 70s into the early 80s. But yeah, like, I see people who, like, went to concerts, like, only born a couple years before us, you know, and they go to concerts and
Windorf,
movies that came out.
Windorf got to see. So much amazing shit that we will never get to experience because he was of that perfect age.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I think about it all the time. I thank God that I grew up in the pocket that I grew up in.
I
would hate to be, you know, my formative years be the years we're in now. Gross.
That'd be horrible. I know. It would just be fucking miserable.
Yeah.
I think you'd be a totally different person though too, right?
Yeah. Everything that's normalized now is awful.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's terrible. But I think like we're actually – it's like it's the first time because I was slightly different from you guys. Like I feel that way about the 90s. Like I grew up then. I loved it, you know, even though I was 14 when they started. So I had a good chunk of the 80s too. But like to me, like the 90s were like fucking – man. And we had computers towards the tail end. You know what I mean? And we had cell phones – I didn't have one in 2001, so I got through those years. I think I was like the last generation through the door before all the fucking shit started.
Did you have a pager?
I had a pager.
Okay.
I had a pager towards
the
end.
You see that Hezbollah stuff?
Oh, yeah.
And what happened?
I'm loving that.
What's crazy?
What happened?
This is the greatest fucking story on the planet.
Wow,
right now.
What happened?
I guess Hezbollah, they issued pagers. You know, like I don't know why they're still using pagers.
Well,
was it Lebanon?
They were getting tracked. They felt they were getting tracked by cell phones and smartphones and stuff. So they decided to switch to pagers.
Okay,
you can track pagers, can't you?
No, not as like.
Oh, wow.
I guess like if it's sending back a message, but I guess maybe these were like receive only.
Okay,
but they're less trackable than like an iPhone.
Sure,
or,
I understand.
Yeah. So they issued them these pagers, and somehow Israel was able to make 2,000 plus of them explode. All at the same time.
Are you kidding?
So there's like videos of people like shopping, and then you just see like, you know, this huge explosion come out of
their testicles
their pants.
Get blown off. How they're in their pocket.
But how? Wait, there's no explosives in them?
Supposedly.
Trump can tell you. Get out of that chair, 148.
Go get some fries.
We were only kidding. Get back here.
Yeah. So basically, supposedly, Iran gave them the beepers, and they had packed it with explosives in case they were captured, they could detonate it on someone. And Israel found out that they were packed with explosives.
They touch the boobs and they blow up.
And Israel was like, okay. And they took out like 2,000 people today or something, like blowing up tons of balls. Shit. Yeah. There's videos everywhere online.
It's weird though, because like some of the explosions are in public. It's like, imagine if you're at a grocery store, you're picking out some fucking produce, and all of a sudden some dude's fucking balls explode right near you.
Oh my God.
Like there were people, like I saw the video I saw, like people are jumping back. There's little kids around.
Yeah. So I was about to say, like, what if they're driving and then they run into like a school kid?
It seems derelict.
It seems a little out there, yeah.
No, it seems like fucking Q shit from James Bond.
Hey, don't get me wrong. Points for style, 100%. But like, yeah, that's pretty crazy. Like, wow.
Yeah, that's some fucking wacky shit, man.
Oh, this is this is the footage that I saw. Almost 3,000 Hezbollah members and paramedics have been injured after their pagers exploded. Poor paramedics. Yeah, I mean, this dude is on the ground. People are looking at him like, what the fuck?
Holy shit. Wow.
What a fucking funny idea, though. Like, if you're not going to hurt, if there's not going to be any, like, collateral damage. People are bumping into each other, running away. Like, his balls just blew up.
And Israel claimed it? I would have just been like, we didn't do nothing.
Yeah. An MP's son and one girl are also among 8 people who have died.
What's the name of their secret service? Yeah, they don't fuck around, man. They're the fucking shadow force.
Yeah, you don't want to fuck
so
with
them. So they're not like our Secret Service that
we promise we weren't going to talk about.
Oh, that's right. Can't talk about
that. Don't we have another ad? Isn't there another ad we got to get through?
We have 3 more, right?
At least 2. Yeah, at least 2. Q, are you associated or do you know James Charles by any chance? Do you know who that is?
The guy who made Cheers?
No, that's Les Charles, I think.
Les Charles? Yeah. Okay.
James Charles is a 25-year-old YouTuber guy who's, I assume he's gay. He's super into like doing makeup and stuff, and he's very popular. He has like 15 million
YouTube followers or something. But no, I don't
know. You don't know? Okay.
Yeah.
Because Sage told me today her plan was to go to her mom's this weekend and hang out, and then the next weekend she wants to go see James Charles. Like her mind works in a way that I'm like.
Like there's a show I can go see?
Or no, we could just go meet him. We could go hang out with him.
Oh.
Yeah.
You can't make that happen?
I don't think I can. That's why I'm going the queue.
Oh. Right. I'll keep my radar up. I'll look. I'll see what we got. Maybe we got the same agency or something.
Could be.
50 million followers.
She loves that. She loves that. And Spy Ninjas. I don't know if you ever heard of Spy Ninjas. They're in Vegas and they drive Teslas. I guess it's some kind of like bad guys versus good guys, like YouTube video series.
No.
It's not stunts.
I think they do some stunts.
In Vegas.
They live in Vegas, yeah. And that's why Sage wants to go back to Las Vegas now, because in her mind, she's going to run into him.
Right.
You know?
Well, I'm going to Vegas tomorrow. I'll keep my eyes open. Yeah.
Yeah, is that where you're going for 11 days, you son of a bitch?
And Los Angeles.
Okay.
Yeah. I got a charity thing in Vegas, then I go to LA, but for work, nothing fun. This is the person?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's him. She is obsessed with him. She does her makeup and she watches him.
23.9 million subscribers.
Yeah. 54 million views on that thing.
Wow.
On that video that we're watching.
This is 1.7 million.
There's 1.7 million.
Right. Could you, like, in a guise to reach out to him, maybe ask about some eyeliner tips?
I could.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah,
I could. I could see if I could do that.
I forgot like about that. Yeah.
What joke? I miss it.
Because you said that guy accused you of wearing eyeliner.
Oh, yeah. Shit, I thought I fucking denied that into death. Fuck yeah. Make these pretty eyes. That's a dude.
That's a dude. That's a very pretty guy.
That's a dude.
Yeah.
All right. Fucking welcome to America. All right, good.
Hi, sisters. I'm James Charles.
But even that picture of is made to look like a woman.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, he's gay for sure. So I think that, you know, it's one of those like effeminate, you know, just being effeminate.
Well, all right.
I think I can say that. I'm not sure. I don't
know anymore. Let's talk about Trump. Let's talk about Trump, please.
Yeah. Or do another ad. You're right. Yeah. You got a bail.
Oh, so 0 for 2, Q.
Yeah.
0 for 2. I mean,
with crazy. What?
Trump trying to assassination attempts.
Oh, yeah.
You think there'll be a third?
Yeah. Why not?
You're going to Vegas. They are taking odds now.
Oh, really?
You can actually bet if there'll be a third attempt now.
I mean, geez.
before the election.
It seems like the dam has broken. Yeah. So yeah, I would watch
you bet
out.
Big bucks on there'll be a third attempt.
Fuck, man, I don't want to because I don't. I hope not, but right. You probably. probably. It's pretty far. All right, you can take this off, get him. You don't have to keep playing this. Thank you.
More fries.
You cannot keep his mind on anything but
he
that
like
video.
James Charles. Oh, my God.
Wow, that is a very pretty, pretty boy. I like it. Yeah, I mean, the fucking, it's this, that's it now. I mean, it's, I think it can only go so long before someone takes a shot at Harris. Like, that's just where we're at. We're in a tit for tat society, man. Like, I hope nothing happens.
That's a scary prospect to live in a time where you think, you know, like,
multiple
you just
attempts.
Assume
yeah.
that the other side now is going to have, that's, you know, it's sad.
Yeah.
That's the way we have to think in America in 2024.
Yeah, especially because, like, traditionally, aren't all like the I don't want to say gun nuts, but aren't all the gun fans like on Trump's side?
Pretty much, yeah.
So right now, this is just like rogue operatives from the other side doing that. Yeah. So, but you piss off the gun guy. I mean, there's a stock. You know what I mean? And a lot of people are crazy out there. So who knows? Man, yeah. Fucking scary.
I was so surprised to see that they let this guy wander around for 12 hours on the golf course. Like he's unnoticed.
Yeah. Is that what happened? I just saw the headline.
Yeah. He was – I guess he went there. And then they saw him before he got to take a shot. They shot at him. He took off and then ended up a county away or something like that, I believe.
Yeah.
Holy
I think
fuck.
So. God, I think that's a story I read, yeah.
I mean, if you're Trump, what do you do? What do you do?
You stop counting on the Secret Service.
Yeah, right. You got to hire your own.
Just keep bobbing and weaving wherever you walk.
Yeah, like, remember that Chris Rock bit where he says he's going to get a Mexican vice president? He's just going to be dodging all over the place and shit.
Yeah, I guess, man. That's scary, dude. That's what are you going to do? But it happens every few years, right? Like somebody's got to get shot at in America every few years. Who was the last? I mean, Reagan got shot.
Yeah.
Reagan got shot.
Ford, they tried to kill him twice, right?
Ford,
something like that.
Really?
Didn't somebody, like, go after Ford?
Yeah, it was somebody from the Manson family. Squeaky Fromm, was that it? Or somebody else?
Yeah.
No, it was a different lady. I can't remember her name, but she's
out
of jail.
We got a guy who's a history buff.
The Kennedys. How many people tried?
Googling just like we would. Squeaky Fromm.
Squeaky
Lynette Fromm.
Right.
Lynette Squeaky Fromm.
So it happens, you know? It does happen, but you don't like to see it.
Sometimes you get put in a wheelchair.
Who got put in a wheelchair?
Roosevelt, right? Didn't he get put in a wheelchair from a bullet?
No, I thought it was polio. Was it polio?
Oh, was that polio?
Yeah.
Thank you for fact checking. Thought he got shot up until this very moment.
No. Polio got him. Lincoln. You're thinking of Lincoln?
Maybe I'm thinking about Lincoln, yeah.
But he wasn't in a wheelchair.
Is there anybody else? Let me look. Yeah,
oh, sure. There was a president who was only president for like a week or something, right? And he got shot?
Harrison died of the flu.
Yeah.
McKinley was shot.
Sal and I did like a drunk
history. Dude, I was going to say, didn't you do drunk history on the guy with like, the – they went out, he was on a metal bed and he was using the metal – Doctor was the guy's name. And they were trying
like
to find
that.
The bullet and the metal detector was picking up the bed.
Yeah, I don't know. Something like that. I don't know. I was drunk, so I don't remember. I don't know. I don't know what you want from me with this shit. What are we going to talk about? We're going to get Walt Moore angry emails.
Garfield, President Garfield.
President Garfield. I will say, like the t-shirts in Florida are phenomenal. Like there's some real comedians working in the t-shirt industry in Florida. The double middle finger. It's Trump giving double middle finger with like sunglasses with the American flag on it. And it said, missed me. It's fun shit, man.
That's pretty funny. Walt, did your daughters ever have issues with your daughters not wanting to go to school?
Yes. And it was for one of the most unusual reasons. My oldest daughter, Caitlin, literally, I know I've said this and nobody believes me, but she really has never been sick. She never got sick. She never had to miss school for being sick. So towards the end of the year, every year, she would make a big stink about like she wanted to stay home from school so she wouldn't get perfect attendance because only nerds got perfect attendance.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I sided with her. I said to my wife, yeah, well, I mean, this is a valid reason.
I don't want my daughter to be a nerd.
Flanning is a nerd.
You didn't think to be like, it doesn't make you nerdy. It makes you.
What?
It just makes perfect, you punctual.
You get called in front of everybody to get the perfect attendance.
Oh, you have
award.
To get the award?
Yeah, so you would have to go up in front, and the gym would call everybody
nerd!
In the gym. Would, yeah.
Fucking get her.
I ain't having that.
Yeah. Okay, I agree with you then.
Yeah, I remember my wife put her foot down and she sent her, and I called in a bomb threat to the school. So she didn't get perfect attendance. Anything for my baby.
Oh, you know, I have a story. Speaking of bomb threats, there was a guy. Now, this is not your usual school shooter. This is a gym teacher down in, Screwball gym teacher threatens to shoot third graders and menacingly says he only has 6 bullets. A Louisiana gym teacher threatened to shoot his third grade class, warning students that some would not survive, though he didn't have enough bullets for all of them. Robert Mitchum, 70, was arrested last week and charged with terrorizing after allegedly telling the youngsters that he had bullets for his gun and would bring it to school and shoot, some of the students would not survive. And they additionally learned that he said there's too many of y'all to get rid of, and he only had 6 bullets in his gun.
Who's teaching gym at 70? Is he Jack LaLanne?
I know. He said that the reason was that he felt overwhelmed and just wanted the children to settle down and maintained he wasn't threatening them.
Just some of them.
Yeah.
Gym teachers have always been the loose cannons in any school.
Yeah.
You were more likely to get smacked by a gym teacher than anyone else.
Or you'd catch the gym teacher fucking the senior girls.
Yeah.
That's what I heard, too.
Oh, yeah.
Is that what you caught? You caught that?
Well, they got caught, yeah.
Yeah? Yeah. Well, I went to an all-boys school.
Either.
I went to an all-boys school,
so
that wasn't
it. Was no price to pay.
Really? No price?
Kept his job.
Had she graduated already, or that was
I don't know if she graduated, but there was no penalty.
No fallout. Yeah, I remember that.
God, you're right. It was better in the fucking 70s.
Told you.
Everybody knew how to fucking – even in the 90s, we didn't let that shit go down. Although that's not true. I knew a girl in high school who was fucking her teacher. So it still went down. It wasn't a gym teacher though. Yeah.
I remember the big thing about the somebody claiming to have seen them together and that she was topless holding a soccer ball between her tits.
Hey, that was fake.
I think so. Yeah. I think that was fake news. But at the time, I remember being like, really?
Were they at an Echelle show? Where were they? Because that might be something to it.
All right. Let me knock these out and then we can... Oh, God. I feel bad now. Now I feel guilty.
No.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's why they sent in the emails.
Right.
To try to guilt us into...
Into losing all our money. Yeah, let's read 4 ads, shit on all the advertisers, and not get any money for it. What's the point?
Is he supposed to piss off Ryan Reynolds?
I'm not going to piss off Ryan Reynolds.
What are you talking about?
Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, we're talking about Mint Mobile. Well, I love a great deal as much as the next guy, but I'm not going to crawl through a bed of hot coals just to save a few bucks.
Now, Ryan Reynolds has a good sense of humor, though. He owns this company?
Yes.
He did. He sold it to T-Mobile.
Mm. Probably made more money.
Probably made more
Deadpool
money.
Wouldn't do a straight ad read.
No, he wouldn't. You're right.
He wouldn't do a funny ad read. People said they were more inclined to actually try the product if we took the Mickey out of the sponsor, though. Now they say they're not trying any of the products because they're straight ad reads.
Really?
Almost a solidarity. They're like, I'd make a stand. I'll show TSD.
Yeah, we won't buy Mint Mobile. Okay. Do we still get paid? That's my question.
You know that mint money check kick, please. Yes. It's Ryan Reynolds money, baby. You get that. Put that in your pocket.
This is why Ryan Reynolds can afford to do this. You know? Mint Mobile, you're easy to get wireless for $15 a month with the purchase of a 3-month plan. And we called him on it. We said, bullshit, Mint Mobile. Bullshit, Ryan Reynolds.
You used to be an outlaw, bro.
Yeah.
You used to be an outlaw.
Who are you talking to, me or Ryan Reynolds?
You.
Dude, I
used
fucking,
to be Van Wilder, man.
You used to be the fucking bad boy of podcasting.
I've been cowed.
Going to need you to turn in your four-color demons
vest. I can't give a
fucking
opinion without everybody getting fucking pissed off about it. So fuck all of you. Fucking idiots. You don't want Mint Mobile? You don't want fucking Adam and Eve? Fucking, I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. All I know is that when you I got to pay my mortgage at the end of the fucking month.
You won, people.
Yeah.
You defeated.
Congratulations. You won the war. Where's your fucking prize, asshole?
So go on, Mint Mobile, go on. Yeah.
Turns out it's really that easy to get wireless for $15 a month. The longest part of the process will be the time you spend on hold.
They called you the Bronco that couldn't be saddled.
Really? They're like, you can't break him. Don't even try. Oh, wait, you're going to try with a Mint Mobile ad? Good fucking luck.
Look at him.
Look at him read it straight.
Look at him.
He's been fucking neutered.
He's a pony now that like little kids ride.
Yeah.
Gelding.
I'm led around by some fucking elderly fucking caretaker.
Just giving you a carrot.
My back's old. My
Mint
back's
Mobile.
Old, my back's old.
Mint Mobile. Mint Mobile.
The guy leading you around looks like that makeup kit.
Yeah.
Welcome to my world.
Dance, pony, dance.
Yeah. I want to see how brave and ballsy all these people are at their jobs. That's what I want to see. How they're fucking giving the man what for.
I'm going to rename you Buttercup.
It's so true, though. Imagine them going in one day and be like, yo, I'm going to fucking take it to the man.
Yeah. Yeah. Let me see that. You send me video of that, I'll shit on the next advertiser. Yes, it's very easy to switch to Mint Mobile. It's easy to use website, easy to purchase, the activation, all of it. To get started, go to mintmobile.com/TESD. There you'll see that right now, all three-month plans are only $15 a month, including the unlimited plan. All plans come with a high-speed data, unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. You can use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your own phone number along with all your existing contracts. Find out how easy it is to switch to Mint Mobile and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month premium wireless plan, for $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/TESD. That's mintmobile.com/TESD. Cut your wireless bill down to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/TESD. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on a first three-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Woo-wee! Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
Here's your carrot.
What other one we got there?
Okay, we got one more, but I know I can't shit on this advertiser.
Blue Chew?
No.
Oh. Even MeUndies.
MeUndies.
Oh,
how
yeah.
How am I supposed to shit on MeUndies?
Well.
Technically. We all been there, MeUndies.
Being your most comfortable self this fall starts from the waist down. Whether you're gearing up for weekends spent on the couch watching endless hours of football or getting back into your gym routine, comfort is king. And that's why this fall we're upgrading our underwear drawer with MeUndies. MeUndies is something for every guy this fall. And every gal. I don't know why they're just saying guy. Their micro-modal fabric is breathable and comfortable, especially the ball caddy. And if you thought you never needed a special pouch for your parts queue, take the hundreds of five-star reviews as your sign that this could be your new favorite boxer brief.
No more bat-winging.
No more bat-winging. That's a big problem for some people. And although, do you want that after you shave your balls with that Manscaped thing,
yeah,
the lawnmower? Don't you want everybody to see them, how smooth and silky they are? Wouldn't you want a bat-wing on your shorts?
Well, I thought bat-wing isn't a visual thing, right? It's like just how it feels to walk around with.
Oh, is it? Yeah. I thought it was actually stuck to your like legs or something.
Yeah, but how are people going to see it?
How are people going to see that?
You've never seen how short my shorts are? MeUndies has a cut for everyone's butt. Over 10 different styles, ranging from boxer briefs to jock straps on our special pouch underwear called Ball Caddy. Remind me about jock straps in a second. I have to ask you a question.
All right.
That keeps you from bat winging ever again. These cuts come in over 100 different colors and prints, ranging from black to all over dinosaurs. MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a big warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all day wear. It's responsibly sourced. Walt, I know that matters to you. They use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers. And it has a problem-free philosophy. Not happy with your first pair of undies? It's on MeUndies. your most comfortable self this fall with MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order, plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/TESD. That's MeUndies.com/TESD for 20% off, plus free shipping, MeUndies.com. Comfort from the inside out.
Nice.
All right.
Jockstrap.
Jockstrap. Did you see anything about the Emmys where Caitlin Olsen and Rob McElhenney, however you pronounce his name?
The Always Sunny guys?
From the Always Sunny guys. They were giving an award at the Emmys, and they compared Meryl Streep to a jockstrap, jokingly.
In what way?
I don't know. I can't remember the exact context, but they were talking about, like, you know, it's comfortable and it fits and blah, 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 whatever they were saying. Rob McElhenney was like, oh, it sounds like you're comparing Meryl Streep to a jockstrap. And she kind of giggled, but evidently it was very divisive on social media. Yeah.
Well, it's disrespectful, though.
It's the Emmys. I mean, the whole thing is about taking jabs at people and joking around.
I thought that
around.
Was the Golden Globes.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah. You're right. Oh, the Emmys. Yeah, you're right. They take themselves classier. Very seriously.
But you invite the Always Sunny guys, you're going to get the Irish, you know.
But what did Meryl Streep do to deserve that?
I think
always Murders in the Building, apparently.
Yeah, I think she was up for Murders in the Building. Yeah. Only Murders in the Building. Great show, by the way.
Oh, it's so fucking good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Is that going too far?
Yeah.
Comparing somebody to a jockstrap.
Yeah. Huh. You're there. You don't expect that, you know, to be insulted like that on the big stage and the world stage.
Can't laugh it off. Huh? Can't show your human side and just be like, for a minute, let your hair down and not be like, oh, look how important I am.
She's an actress.
Oh, that's true. That's true. I hadn't considered that.
She's an Academy Award winning actress, probably.
She's a great actress. Yeah. There's no denying it. Well, but she's so great that I think at this point, if somebody's like, hey, you're comparing her to a jockstrap, you can take it in stride.
But if they were like, she's got a face like a jockstrap, it might be a little bit that. Like, eh, I don't know, guys, if that's the way you want to go with Meryl Streep.
Is it some sort of innuendo that she's like, she's loose or something? She's been around the block, as they say.
I will say that the Always Sunny guys have made me laugh way more in my life than Meryl Streep, so yeah. I'll probably lean with them when it comes to comedy.
To be fair to Meryl.
Yeah. Oh, I'd love to.
She's not a comedic actress. She is a dramatic actress.
Okay, here's the exact thing they said, Q.
Okay.
So Rob says, ladies and gentlemen, we are here to honor the comedic performances that hold everything in place. They show crucial support when it's really needed. And then Caitlin also jumped in and said, "It's what you're describing sounds very much like a jockstrap."
So the girl from Full House has the balls to say,
"No, not from Full House, from Always Sunny in Philadelphia."
Always Sunny. Wasn't the Olsen twins?
But, no, that's a different, totally different Olsen.
But wait a second, were they even referring to them? They just—that wasn't even a direct reference to.
It gets to it.
Oh, there's more.
No, it doesn't. McElhenney said. These roles make sure that everything stays secure. Without this support, the whole package just falls apart. All right, that does sound like a jockstrap. And then Caitlin Olsen said, are you calling Meryl Streep a jockstrap? Camera cut to Streep. As McElhenney said, no, I'm so sorry, Meryl. And Streep mouthed, oh, God, pretending to be upset.
I mean, it's a bit. It's not.
It's just a bit.
Yeah. Fans
on social media were divided about the joke.
Shocking.
Yeah.
Shocking.
Who says this? I don't know who wrote the Emmy Awards tonight, but the dialogue is so cringe. They just compared Meryl Streep to a jockstrap. Yeah, it's that bad, one viewer stated on X, formerly Twitter. We're so fucking upset about Meryl Streep. Can you imagine a life in which you're fucking upset enough? If you're upset at all that they call Meryl Streep a jockstrap, let alone go on to fucking Twitter and post about it. What kind of fucking loser asshole are you?
Your opinion How matters.
Empty is your life? Look, I have a fucking empty life. It's not even that empty. It's not that empty.
Politicians are getting shot at, but you're more upset that someone called Meryl Streep a jockstrap.
That's the fucking world. That's 2024.
It's kind of wild.
Yeah.
I thought you had two jockstrap stories, though.
No, just the one, unfortunately. I can dig for more.
It's been a slow week.
Right now, this is all that's coming up.
You got your fire up, though. Yeah,
you did. I saw that
fire in his belly in a while.
Oh my god!
I saw the light in your eyes start come back. It's been fucking.
It's been a while since I got a good yell in this fucking show.
Nice. It was good to see.
And I think people appreciate it. It was something as meaningless as a Meryl Streep joke, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's back.
He's back, baby.
Here I am. The Broncos back.
You can love him again, people.
Tell him, Steve, Dave.